Morena, it is 9:15 and you are listening to The Morning After. On the other end of the line, we do have Emma talking about Castles Banks Peninsula Fest. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. Good morning. So there are so many artists at this festival that I want to see. We've talked to a few of them, but what can people expect from the festival in general?
They can expect a really amazing environment. I'm actually down at the park right there, Autumn Bradley's, just checking up on the teepee. We've got a massive teepee from Gavin Gold that got set up yesterday. They can expect an amazing area called the Green Cathedral, which has just got this beautiful ambience, and it's going to have another stage in there, which is called the Mark Banfield Stage.
Cool.
Designing on that stage is Delaney Davidson, the wonderful Delaney Davidson. They can expect amazing main stage in the actual main area, and that's headlining the Butlers. So it's going to have beautiful food and wine. Obviously, Castles will bring in their beer, Greystone's bringing their wine, the Prince of Jones bringing gin. Littleton coffee and lots of beautiful food stores as well. So it's just going to be a really wonderful day. The weather's 24 degrees, so it's perfect conditions for festival.
Honestly, perfect weather. It's going to be a perfect vibe. I don't, honestly, let me say quickly though, don't know if you just went under a tunnel.
No, the sound just dipped for a second, but you're all good.
Yes.
I wanted to ask as well, obviously this lineup is incredible. You mentioned the Butlers.
And Delaney.
You mentioned Delaney Davidson.
Iconic.
There's also Mousy, Candace Milner, Dolphin Friendly, Deepwater Creek, Vaults, Piece of Molly, Kimono, Violet French and the Horribles.
Yes,
me. It's hard to just to get through so much talent in one breath. But for you personally, is that, I mean, you know,
it's curator.
You can't be too biased, but is there anyone in particular that you're really excited to see?
Yeah, Pieces of Molly. I'm a huge fan of those guys. Yep. And they're the first band that I interviewed on Rock and Roll Britannia's show on RDU. So they hold a bit of a special place in my heart. And they're really lovely people as well. And I really like nice people. So, I'm really looking forward to seeing them. They've got high energy. They're on main stage. And they're just going to kick butt.
Yeah, definitely. Fully with you.
You just mentioned your RDU show. Do you want a spiel?
Yeah, you want to get some promo while you can, Emma.
Guys, carefully. I'm going to take over your show. Every Thursday, 10 to 12, listen in. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
I like it anyway.
Certainly fantastic. Do, 10 to 12, yes. You're threatening our show. Is that what I heard there, though?
What was that, sorry?
You're coming for our gig.
Your gig.
Yes.
That's right. Just into workplace, you know, beef, you know.
Yeah, you know how it is.
But as well as fantastic musical artists, Banks Peninsula Festival also hosts a range of fantastic food, wine, beer, all that stuff. A couple weeks ago, we talked to the Castles guys and the Lucky Pig
yes.
Guys as well. Yeah. Who else there selling, you know, food, drink? Are you excited to get your hands and, you know, devour?
Your belly. Full.
Yeah. And we've got amazing cakes by Anna. She does beautiful cakes.
Yum.
We've got the Vanguard Boys. We've got a real beautiful, I think it's called the Punk Steam Engine Bus, which does beautiful burgers and all sorts of yummy. So we've got Richard Till bringing his paella machine, which is going to be actually amazing. So there's loads of yummy food indoors and lots of yummy drink stalls, and it's just going to be a really amazing vibe and a great, easy, relaxed for family as well. So bring the kids. It's a really lovely environment. We've got buses going from Castles Brewery as well, so if you want to have a few drinks, obviously not too drunk because we've got liquor licensing, obviously, but, you know, if you want to sort of relax a bit and, you know, have a couple, you can catch the bus from there, which would be really fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fantastic.
And you mentioned as well that, you know, not this festival also caters to a family audience. It was really cool. We were at Nostalgia Festival this weekend. It was really cool seeing, like, families there kind of chilling out and get to listen as well. You know, so, yeah, I guess why the decision to make it kind of family-friendly, and what does that add to the overall atmosphere of the festival?
I think because I'm a mum and I've got two beautiful children, we 3-year-old and an 8-year-old, and you know, I think it's really nice that parents can come and bring their children. I mean, my partner Neil, he's bringing all his kids, and they'll be running around. I think Fred is going to be thinking she's a rock star and VIP, and I think children bring another element to a festival. They just bring that nice element. It's just everyone sort of feels relaxed, and it's just a really, you know, it's a nice vibe. And I love seeing pictures of little kids. I know my friend Nicky and Fred, they brought their child to Nostalgia, and I saw photos on Facebook, and it's just lovely. It brings another element, and it's the style of, you know, a festival that we do at Autumn Bradley Park, the Banks Peninsula Festival, Castles Banks Peninsula Festival. Shout out to my wonderful sponsors. you know, they it just brings another element. It's a style, and it's a beautiful park. It's got a big playground, and it's just, you know, it's a really amazing environment.
Definitely. That's you're so cool.
You're right. So I can totally attest to this as well. Orton Bradley Park is beautiful.
It is.
So yes, yeah. Banks Peninsula Festival is February 20th. So, I mean, the end of the week. Fantastic opportunity, to be honest. It'll be all day starting at 11, going until about 6 o'clock. There's indeed that whole bunch of artists. Yes. And the
food and wine and the market.
And, go on.
And we also are very lucky to be able to give away a double pass on this show today.
Woo!
Woo! So if you guys would like to win that, just text us in and let us know one thing you would be really excited to see there, whether it's one of the musical acts or one of the food or drink vendors you want to get your hands on. Just text that in at 021-738-985. We'll reveal that at the end of the show. Thank you so much for coming on, Emma. Any final plugs, promos, anything like that for the festival, for anything else before we go?
Big shout out to my wonderful sponsors. You know, without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. And, I'm looking forward to seeing lots of people. And hope everyone who comes just has an absolutely amazing time, because that's what it's all about.
Definitely.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. We're going to play you out with Bones by Pieces of Molly. You said it was your favorite. It's one of our favorites, too. We got to do it. Thank you so much for coming on.
Catch you, Emma.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.